Curtis Trent is the Republican nominee for the Missouri House of Representatives' 133rd district seat, which encompasses the southwest part of Springfield. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm a lifelong Missourian, fifth generation. Grew up around the Ava area. Lived in Springfield for a while. Went to Missouri State University for undergrad, St. Louis University for law school. Most recently been practicing Social Security Disability in Springfield. Before that, I was a congressional aide with Congressman Long, the current 7th District Congressman. And now I'm running for state representative.
Okay. And why are you running for this office?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I guess in the most basic reason is I want to help people. I feel like our state and our country are moving in the wrong direction in a lot of ways. I feel like there are a lot of lost opportunities, particularly in the economic sphere here in Missouri. We're not creating as many jobs as we should be. The jobs that are being created are not paying as well as they should. We're a crossroads state. There's a lot of economic opportunity, I think, that we should try to tap into, and I want to be a part of solutions like that. I'm also very passionate about our institutions and our traditional liberties and rights, and I just want to protect those kind of principles and pass our state on to the next generation in a much stronger, better position than I found it in. So it's kind of a mix of, I think things can be improved and also want to have that good stewardship role for the future.
And how would you describe the district you're trying to represent and the issues that its citizens are concerned with?
Well, it's a growing district. There's a lot of new houses going up. There's a lot of people moving in. It's very family-friendly area, very community-oriented. There's a lot of, there's a fairly good mix. A lot of it's residential. There's a lot of more retired folks, but there's also a lot of working families. Some of the issues that are facing the district, I think, probably very similar to many of the issues that's facing the rest of the state. Jobs, once again, there's not enough jobs and not good enough paying jobs for people. I think the school system is very good, but at the same time, there's still things that could be done to improve it, to make sure that it's adequately funded and that the schools are able to, tailor what they do to more individual students. And also to make sure that students are getting not just the tools that they need to succeed economically, but also are being taught kind of that longitudinal history of our country and our society so that they have a good background that they need to be self-governing, to engage in kind of civic action. Transportation, I think, is another issue. Certainly when an area is growing, it needs to have good roads. There needs to be expansions in some places. And I think you see that around the state as well. I mean, we haven't done a terrible job with our infrastructure. We have pretty good infrastructure compared to some other places in the country, but there's more that could be done and I think should be done.
On your website, you talk about creating a good government. So tell us what good ethics means to you or how you would exemplify good ethics.
Well, I think transparency is one of those things, being available and accessible to the public, answering their questions. I plan to, that's why I put my personal number out there. I plan to have town halls or availabilities, whatever you want to call them, on a regular basis where people can come and find me and interface with my office. I also think it's just your own personal character, telling people the truth, doing what you say you're going to do, things that seem to be in short supply, especially on the federal level. I mean, we've seen with WikiLeaks and with some of the stuff in the presidential campaign that there just be a tidal wave of corruption coming out of the federal level. And of course, there are good politicians on the federal level too. But I think the American people are rightly troubled that too often the government is trying to enact its own agenda instead of the people's agenda.
And your seat is currently held by Eric Burleson. How important is it to keep the seat in Republican hands?
Well, I think it's very important to keep the seat in Republican hands. I mean, we have a Republican supermajority in the state right now. I think a Republican representative is going to be much more effective in navigating Jefferson City and getting things done for the 133rd District. I also think that the Republican vision of where the state should be going, the fiscal responsibility, the dedication to individual liberties and empowering individuals to succeed and pursue the American dream, I think that the Republican vision for the state, for the country, is much more compelling vision.
And do you have a specific plan to stimulate the economic growth in Missouri?
Well, I certainly have things that I think should be higher prioritized. I mean, I realize I'm going to be one person of many, and that I'm not going to be able to implement a plan in the same way that an executive would potentially be able to. But in terms of things that I would like to see, certainly workforce development is one of those that kind of goes hand in hand with education. We have a pretty big population here in the state of Missouri, but it seems like all too often the workforce doesn't match up skill-wise to the availability of jobs, and it makes it more difficult for us to attract out-of-state businesses to the state. So I think things can be done there. I think our tax and regulatory system needs to be looked at. We're a fairly high tax jurisdiction compared to some of the other top growing states in the country. I think we should look to best practices, places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida, see what they have done to really draw in business from around the country. I mean, if you look at the data, there's a migration of capital, of money, and money and labor across the country right now from the high tax and regulatory jurisdictions, places like New York, California, to the more favorable business climate states. And Missouri is just not capturing a big enough share of that. And I think that we really are missing an opportunity by not making our state more business friendly. I mean, if people are going to be moving around the country or foreign companies are going to be looking for places to install new factories and bring parts of their operations in to our country, I think we should be trying to capture all that we can.
And you take a unique view on education. Why do you oppose Common Core, and what plans do you have for implementing a wholesome education into Missouri schools?
Well, I think that the federal standards put too much emphasis on a student as just an economic unit. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, the economic activity part is important. You know, a student needs to be able to acquire the skills that they need to go out into the workforce and be competitive. But the purpose, and if you go back through the history of the country, the purpose of the education system is to transmit the values of the republic onto the next generation. So there needs to be more emphasis on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the way our government works, so that when children grow up, they will be able to meaningfully govern themselves. They'll be able to take up the reins of our great national institutions and continue our country forward into the future, and I'm afraid some of that's being lost. I think we should have strong standards, but they should be Missouri standards, and they should focus on the teachers and the school boards, the parents. Those are the folks who know best how to educate a child.
And according to financial reports, you still have several thousand dollars remaining with the election only in a few weeks. How do you plan to invest in this money before the election is over?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty pretty flexible. I mean, I'm certainly going to be doing some outreach through the mail. I'm doing a lot of door-to-door. And a lot of things that I've planned to do are already paid for. I am a pretty thrifty guy. I don't like to spend money I don't have to, but at the same time, I'm going to spend whatever it takes to ensure that that the seat remains a strong Republican seat and that we have good turnout to help our up-ticket races.
What would you tell our audience, what would make you the choice candidate over your opponent?
Well, like I said during the primary when I was asked similar questions, I don't have any reasons why you shouldn't vote for my opponent, just reasons why you should vote for me. In my past experience, both academic and in the real world and in the government world, I believe that I've acquired skills and experience that directly translate into this position. I feel like that the agenda that I have articulated is a pro-growth, pro-freedom agenda. That's really what our state needs at this juncture in history. And I will be a very transparent, open, and accessible person. I truly want to represent everyone in the district, whatever their walk of life, whatever their ideology. May not agree with everyone all the time. Certainly, no one's ever going to agree with any representative 100% of the time. But I'm going to be there to listen and to try to bring people together and try to make this truly a government by and for the people.
That sort of relates to my last question. What exactly does it mean in your biography that you will work diligently to make the great state of Missouri a humble example of honor, prosperity, and justice to the rest of the nation? If you could just expand a little bit on how you're planning to accomplish to do that.
Well, I think that, the each of the 50 states is kind of a laboratory of democracy where you try different things. And the things that work are then held up as examples to the other states, and a lot of other states adopt them. So let me look here. So humble example of honor. That we deal fairly with people, that we protect people. Ferguson is a good example where I think that our state didn't do the job that it should have done, that the people of that city were not protected the way that they should have been. And I want to see us be a state that defends the individual right to life, liberty, and property, the pursuit of happiness for all citizens in all areas of the state. Prosperity, we've talked about that a lot today. We need to do more to make this state the economic engine of the Midwest. And justice, our justice system, we didn't really get to talk about that a whole lot. Our state is kind of known as a judicial trap, but there's a lot of problems there. We need to look at things like tort reform. We need to make sure that our court system has the resources that it needs to get through cases in a timely fashion and to make sure that we actually are having a just outcome. Sometimes the process can be the punishment where you have a lengthy court battle that drags out into indeterminate future. So I think these aspirational objectives are designed in my mind to help us focus on where we should go as a state, that we should be a humble people, but that we should work to maintain the honor, the dignity, the justice, the prosperity of the individual citizen. And that's all I was trying to get at there.
Curtis Trent is the Republican nominee for the Missouri House Representatives 133rd District seat. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it. It's nice talking to you and hope we can do it again sometime.